Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1203 of our trek and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on this trek that we call life, sometimes we have questions about life. So our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions that you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, I'm trying to be a good manager of the money I earn, and we have been frugal and strive to be wise in our spending and investing. The result is that we're nearly debt-free and have started to accumulate a reserve. Is it wrong to pursue more money and accumulate a substantial amount? So today our lesson will be on wealth with a purpose. First, let me state emphatically, there is certainly nothing wrong with wisely and prudently accumulating resources. The Bible is clear that one of the blessings from God can be gaining material wealth. As with all of God's precepts, it is what your focus is on. Let's start with the basic concept that is straightforward in this verse, which is found in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. For the scripture says, you must not muzzle the ox to keep it from eating as it treads out the grain. And in another place, those who work deserve their pay. God's precept here is, you should work hard, and when you do, you deserve the pay that you receive. Nothing wrong or negative with this. One of the biggest misconceptions in our contemporary culture, and even among many Christians, is that there is something inherently evil with turning a profit. The Bible does warn us against making wealth an idol in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, but it does not discourage the responsible accumulation of wealth by God's people. The key word here is responsible. While scripture may not make a clear case for capitalism, it is apparent that some capitalist principles are rooted and entwined in a biblical worldview. There are numerous passages in the Bible that encourages us to work hard for honest wages, such as 2 Thessalonians chapter 3:10 and 1 Timothy chapter 5:18, which I read above. We should create goods and accumulate wealth so we can enrich others, Proverbs chapter 11:25. We should buy, sell, and make a profit. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 16 through 24, and Leviticus chapter 25, verse 14. We should be responsible to invest our resources. Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 26, and Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. Of course, we should first of all support and care for our family. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Wealth, like any of God's gifts, it can puff us up and easily become an idol. That is why there are warnings in God's word against the full-fledged pursuit of money at the expense of a life focused in knowing God and the building of His kingdom here on earth. Materialism and greed can sap our spiritual life because it prevents us from keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith, as we read in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. If we lose our biblical worldview about wealth, it will cause our indifference to the poor and needy and result in our denial of the gospel through wrong actions. We're warned about this in James chapter 2, verses 14 through 20. So it boils down to that we should hold our wealth loosely, but not recklessly. We should never feel bad with false guilt if through our hard work and being frugal, the result is financial gain. We can prayerfully use the gain to bless our families and to assist in building God's kingdom throughout the world. When we are blessed and God is gracious to us, then it is our responsibility to bless and be gracious to others as God's emissary. The bottom line is, it is not a sin to have wealth, but it is a sin for wealth to have us. An excellent passage to consider as we end is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud or to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all that we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always ready to share with others. I hope these tips will help you to have a biblical worldview and mindset about wealth. Make as much as you can so that you can help as many as you are able. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on those most important areas of life. So encourage your friends and family to join us, and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,202 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.